Reservoir Noise a step ahead.
Hot FM in a league of its own.
You know when we started Fuck Up of Vocal about a year ago?
We're starting something fresh and brand new.
Tattoo is here.
Best on the Fuck Up on set. Vansovar on set. Best on the Nyosa Daily. Montella Go on set.
It was just a simple idea to honor the music that raised us, the artists who shaped our homes, and the memories that still live in every chorus that we sing. And now, 1 year later, we want to share that feeling with you. So this December, we're taking Fuck Up of Vocal outside for the very first time. We are bringing two legends to one stage.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Chameleon. Israeli. Two icons, two stories, two microphones. Join us at Wider Kids on Sunday, 21st December. Tickets are 300 kwacha pre-sale and 400 kwacha at the door. You can purchase your tickets from nova.co.zm. So, I invite you, come and celebrate 1 year of Fuck Up of Vocal, and on that night, I'll be your referee. But you will be the judge.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Government accuses opposition Oasis Forum of abusing courts over Bill 7. Ministry of Fisheries welcomes the arrest of three of its officers over corruption. And rebels reportedly enter key DR Congo city despite Trump peace deal.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muitwa has expressed concern over what he describes as a growing tendency by the opposition and the Oasis Forum to abuse the courts of law in an effort to derail or overturn Bill 7. Mr. Muitwa says the repeated court actions appear aimed at frustrating government processes rather than contributing constructively to national dialogue. Mr. Muitwa maintains that there is no legal impediment capable of halting the smooth progression of Bill 7 through the required legislative stages, as government has carefully followed the law and remains confident that the bill will proceed without obstruction. He has advised the opposition to stop wasting time plotting their next court challenge and instead channel their concerns through the appropriate avenues, as government is on firm ground and will continue with the legislative process for Bill 7 as planned.
It was extremely concerning that the opposition sought to have the whole House and its leadership appear before the courts of law for contempt proceedings. But then the substantive issue for us as government is that we are now deeply concerned with a seeming tendency by the opposition and some of the members of public, particularly those in the Oasis Forum's tendency to abuse the courts of law in their attempt to overthrow Bill Number 7 out of Parliament.
Government has welcomed the arrest of three of its officers by the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and has reaffirmed its full commitment to upholding transparency, accountability and integrity in the management of public resources. Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala said his ministry is fully cooperating with law enforcement agencies and will continue to do so throughout the ongoing investigations. He has added that the ministry will support every lawful effort aimed at ensuring accountability and safeguarding public funds. Mr. Kapala has further stated that the ministry remains committed to serving the people of Zambia with honor and responsibility and has already begun implementing enhanced internal control measures to seal loopholes and strengthen financial and operational oversight.
We remain committed to serving the people of Zambia with honor and responsibility. Furthermore, we have already begun implementing enhanced internal control measures to seal any loopholes and strengthen financial and operational oversight. These efforts are aimed at ensuring that such incidents do not recur. We are reviewing administrative systems, strengthening compliance mechanisms, and enforcing stricter supervision across all programs and projects. I wish to assure the public, our cooperating partners, and all stakeholders that my ministry will not tolerate any form of corruption.
Government says the loss of water supply in the affected areas of Ndeke, Changachanga, Natwange, Mulenga, and neighboring communities on the Copperbelt province resulted from maintenance works undertaken by both ZESCO and Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company on 3rd and 4th December 2025. Delivering a ministerial statement on the measures that the government is taking to solve the water situation in Ndeke and surrounding areas of Kamfinsa constituency, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says of the key constraints affecting water supply in Kamfinsa has been inadequate storage and pumping capacity at the Ndeke Distribution Center. Ms. Nzovu has explained that to address this, government is undertaking significant upgrades under the Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Project Phase 2, valued at $60 million, which commenced in January 2023. He says a total of $37 million has been disbursed for works completed to date.
Before the UPND took over office, you couldn't pay anything. The debt was too big. The $200 million project was on hold. This project was rescoped. The whole $60 million I'm telling you about was paid by that man, the Honorable Sokot. That's $7 million. Currently, we are current with payments with Chico. We are current with timelines. We are current with the quality of the project. Because in the water sector is where you got big projects, you had no funding, and this is where projects were suspended.
Zambia and Ethiopia have strengthened their long-standing relations with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Defense Cooperation in Addis Ababa today. The agreement will expand collaboration between the two countries in military training, education, intelligence, exchange, and defense industry development. Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu signed on behalf of Zambia, while State Minister of Defense Martha Luigi represented the government of Ethiopia. Both officials described the MOU as a milestone that aligns with shared aspirations for peace, stability, and mutual development. This is according to a statement issued by the Zambia Mission in Ethiopia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.